Recorded. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call to order our meeting of the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is April the 4th of 2024. It is 2 p.m. Let's begin by calling roll to confirm that we have a quorum. Council members, please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio. Thank you. Sila Miller has an excused absence today. Beth Miller?
Beth Meyer?
Sorry, Beth Meyer, yes.
Okay, here.
Paul Nixney?
Here.
Allison Klein? Allison Klein. Dan DiAranzetta?
Here.
Thank you. And Darlene Lobel-Crow? And once again, Allison Klein, have you joined the line? Or Darlene Lobel-Crow? We do have four members. That gives us a quorum. Council members, if there are no changes, would you please approve the agenda as posted? Need a motion and a second.
I next move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Delvecchio seconds.
Thank you. All in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Good. I'm Marlita Peters. I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. We have staff on the line, Mr. Mo Madani, Chip Sellers, Justin Vogel, our attorney for the commission, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, and Mr. Schneider, we have some background noise coming from your phone. Thank you. Do we have guests on the line that want to be recognized for the recording? I know we have Mr. Peter Gilstead, architect for property number 3 on the agenda. Do we have anyone else who would like to be recognized?
Jim Schock.
All right, Mr. Schock.
Hello, Tony Lascola.
Tony, do you represent a property that's listed?
Yes. Yeah, Gregory Construction Waiver 661.
Thank you. Any other guests on the line? Mr. Morrell, I see you on the line. Are you representing a property?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. And then we have a caller, two callers who have just joined. Caller number 7 and caller number 8. Would you please identify yourself, beginning with caller number 8, since your phone is unmuted.
Hello, my name is Andres Carmiel. I'm calling about 140 North Chrome in Homestead, Florida, in regards to a accessibility waiver.
What was his name again?
Carmiel.
Thank you.
And caller number 7, would you identify yourself, please? We'll move ahead. Mr. Gilstead, we do hear some background noise coming from your office. It sounds like it's away from your phone, but please, everyone, be aware that these conference calls pick up a lot of background noise, typing, can interrupt the meeting, people talking in the background, so close your doors and be mindful. Thank you.
Chip, what caller are you, Chip? You're not coming through, Chip.
Jim, we're not hearing them either. We also have a line that says guest and caller number 5 who are unidentified.
Meyer. I called in on the line, but I'm not sure what.
We've got you identified, Beth. Thank you.
Okay.
No.
Caller number 5 and caller number 7. And Mr. Sellers, do we have you on the line? Mr. Madani, if we don't have Mr. Sellers on the line, are you prepared to give the analysis?
We'll be fine. Go ahead.
Hold on. Right. Chip's calling back in. He's having a technical difficulty. Just give him a second.
Thank you. In the meantime, let's move ahead and approve the previous minutes of February the 5th. If there are no recommended changes or corrections. Council members, motion and a second.
I propose we move that we approve the previous minutes.
Thank you, Beth, for the second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Then we need the commission's actions that occurred on the February 5th meeting. Mr. Madani?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Mom Madani, and with regard to the actions, they were similar to the council's actions, with the exception to one waiver, which is can you, Jim? Can you click on the document for the commission action? Yeah, as you see, mainly the actions are the same for the first waiver, and the same for the second waiver, and the only thing is that with the third one, I think the commission added economic hardship in addition to the technical infeasibility.
Thank you, Mr. Madani.
Can you hear me now, Jim?
Yes.
We do hear you. Thank you. I believe you're caller number 10, Mr. Sellers. Our first item to review today is for Jose Andres Camiol, waiver number 662. Mr. Sellers, are you ready for the staff analysis?
I sure am.
Thank you.
The issue is for the second floor. Project type is alteration to an existing building or facility, and the project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story building with 3,654 square feet. The existing building is a mix occupancy with an art gallery on the first floor and a tattoo parlor on the second floor. The proposed alteration will consist of interior framing, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, and fixtures. The project cost is $120,076.65. The building was built in 1956 and is in the historic district of the city of Homestead. The architect for the project stated that the installation and associated construction for lift would be very disruptive to the building layout and structure, which is already limited square footage. The limited space is due to the structure having a precast concrete second story. Cutting into the double T concrete beam isn't viable. Further, the architect stated that all services offered on the second floor would also be offered on the first floor and with the same amenities to serve any customer as well as customers with accessibility needs. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner in general. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver on vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical impediment.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Mr. Carmignol, would you have any additional comments you'd like to make?
His statement was very precise. I think he stated everything. I would just like to add that I'm very macro small business owner, and this does really affect me moving forward. But I appreciate the council's time and hearing my plea.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions before we go to the public? Hearing none, do we have any public comments on this particular issue?
Can I also add something? Is that okay?
Mr. Carmiel, yes.
I would just like to mention that everything that we will provide on the first floor will be of the exact same standard as what we're doing upstairs. It will receive no lesser service. It'll be the exact same amenities and furniture and everything we're providing. It will be of no less quality.
Thank you, Mr. Carmiel.
No, thank you.
Anyone else from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
Yes, this here is Joe. Is that correct?
Go ahead, Mr. Del Vecchio. Ms. Myers,
okay,
I'll come back.
Thank you. I make a motion that we're concurrent with the staff recommendation that a waiver be granted of vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you.
Hold 2 seconds.
Ms. Meyer, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say that I would second that, so it's fine. Okay.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion, council members? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll now move forward to item number 2, and that motion is granted. Item number 2, Gregory Construction Incorporated, waiver number 661. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine, alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under design. Compliance estimate amounts known accessible features is $92,400. Project construction cost over the past 3 years is $123,553 with an economic threshold of 75%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the existing mezzanine of construction company office and warehouse with 4,250 square feet. According to the applicant, the proposed alteration will consist of adding additional offices, a conference room, and restroom to the existing mezzanine. The first floor is fully accessible, and the second floor will not be open to the public. The project cost is $123,563 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $92,400 and $110,000 for an elevator. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic threshold.
Thank you. Is there anyone representing Gregory Construction on the line that would have additional comments?
Tony Lascola is representing Gregory Construction. Thank you, Mr. Sellers, for summarizing that. I don't really have anything else to add. If there's any questions, I can answer them.
Thank you. Do we have any clarifying questions from council members? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for discussion and a motion.
I call this and move that we approve this waiver on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. thank you. Do we have a second?
And Ziarn, a second.
Mr. Bixney with a motion, Mr. DiAranzetta with the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Now we're on item number 3, community complex at the Jimmy Graves Field Track and Field, waiver number 663. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to a press box. Project type is new construction, project progress, and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to a press box with 144 square feet. The new construction project, which consists of new bleachers, a small press box, restrooms, and concession building and a play field. Except for the press box, all areas within the proposed project will be accessible. Architect for the project stated that in order to meet the code requirements for vertical accessibility, an elevator with 22 feet tall, hoistway, and an effective footprint of 6 by 8 would be required. The hoistway will need to be freestanding because the pre-manufactured press box cannot accept any load from the elevator. In addition, providing for the structure to withstand the Florida Building Code's wind load requirements is very costly. The project construction cost is $276,898. An estimate of $80,000 for an elevator was submitted. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owners, which do not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the waiver on the grounds it would be unreasonable and unnecessary economic hardship to require vertical accessibility of the press box, since it would be eligible for the federal exception.
Thank you. And Mr. Gill said we have you on the line. Are you representing this property, and do you have any additional comments?
We are the architects representing the client, yes, and I do not have any additional comments.
Thank you. Do we have any other guests on the line that are representing this complex? Hearing none. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions? And is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for discussion and a motion.
This here is Joe Novacchio. I make a motion that we grant the waiver on the grounds it would be unreasonable and unnecessary economic hardship to require vertical accessibility to the press box, since it would be eligible for the federal exemption. Thank you.
I'll take 3 seconds.
Do we have any further discussion from council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant, please vote by saying aye.
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 Ladies, I'm not hearing from you. Ms. Meyer, are you voting?
Yes, I'm just reviewing one thing real quick. I just I know there's a stat something about 500 square feet. I was just verifying. I'll vote to accept also
to grant the motion as stated by Mr. Bixney.
Yeah, I'll grant. Yes.
Thank you. Any other discussion, council members? Hearing none, then the motion stands. That would be a unanimous vote. Do we have any further comments from the public or from council members at this time? Hearing none. It is 2:20. We can consider this meeting adjourned. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good day, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.